7. Tourist Information. Integrated Skills Development.
Dialogues. A. At a travel agent's. Meg Hunter is a young doctor from Canada. He has been at an international medical conference in Beijing. And tomorrow, he will fly to London. At the moment, he's at a travel agent's.
I want to fly to London tomorrow. Can you confirm my ticket, please?
Yes, sir. There is a flight tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. Please check in no later than 1 o'clock.
What's the flight number?
It's CA937.
When will I arrive in London?
We'll be there at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
How can I get to the airport?
You can take a bus from the bus station. That's just opposite here. Buses go to the airport every 10 minutes. Here's your ticket, sir. It's all in order.
Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome. B. Tourist Information. Red Bronson's is an American. He is staying at a hotel in Beijing. He is asking about tours in the capital city.
Can you give me any information about tours?
Yes, sir. I can even arrange a tour for you if you want me to. What would you like to see?
I'd like to see the Great Wall.
Would you like to go by coach or by train?
What do you recommend?
My advice is to go by coach.
I'll do that then. By the way, all my money is in traveler's checks, I'm afraid.
I can change those for you, sir.
Thanks a lot.
It is my pleasure.
Passage. Holidays.
Package holidays are becoming more and more popular. That is the sort of holiday many people are going on. A travel agency has chartered the plane they are going to travel in, reserved the hotel rooms they will stay in, and even ordered the food they will eat. That is why it is called a package holiday. Such holidays are usually rather cheap. That is probably why they are so popular. But not everybody likes them. Some people say you do not see very much of the country you go to. Some young people are going abroad too. But they are not going on a package holiday. And their holiday will not be very expensive either. They will probably walk most of the way. Sometimes they will get lifts in trucks or cars. They will stay in youth hostels. Sometimes they will even sleep in parks or fields. That is how a lot of young people see the world these days.